Hiya. Stay away.
More nervous than it needed to be at the
I think so. That's exactly what I thought you'd maybe say when I come in here. Just before Dunfermline get the goal, Bob McHugh's got a great chance, he should score for you. The better chances it felt to us today. Delighted with the result because it might sound strange to a lot of guys for the West Coast, but the Falkirk Dunfermline game is a huge thing for Falkirk fans. And all week we started our preparation early and got into their heads with regards to how much it means to the Falkirk fans. You know, I've been involved the way back in the 80s. I don't know where it all comes from, but across the water stuff, but it's a big game for Falkirk fans, and you've seen by the numbers they turned out, and I thought they were magnificent throughout. And a great Dunfermline support as well, you know, so you love games with atmosphere like that. And I think we deserved a victory.
After a kind of sticky start, you know, probably scored when they were having their best spell in the game.
Aye, it's one of the ones that, you know, you're never ever going to be totally dominant in a derby match. I always think that it's who wants it more, who defends better sometimes, you know, and Dunfermline put Balsy back to front a lot. But I thought our two centre-halves were magnificent. I thought they were great against Aligou, who's good in the air, and Nicky Clark, who's a good player as well, in the air. So one of the things that when you get breaks in derby matches, you've got to take them. And I felt today that the first goal that we scored comes from a corner for them, and we break brilliantly. Sybil plays the ball to Baird, makes a 60-yard run, and Baird's ball back to Sybil for the third man running was quality. And you know, you've got a big 6'3" goalkeeper running at you. Sybil showed great composure just to dink it over the top of him. I thought it was a quality goal. So delighted with that. And delighted for Miles as well. You know, he scores on his bad foot. We've been encouraging him to try and use it. Don't be frightened if you miss. I'd rather see him miss with it than try to hit it with outside his foot. But he shows great composure, takes it inside and slots it into the far corner. So two great goals for us. I feel it was a couple of chances that we could have killed the game off. And no matter what you say, goals change games. And when they got a goal, you naturally, for some reason, go in the back foot a wee bit more. And it was a wee bit hairy at times the last 15 minutes. So we put ourselves under that pressure. But the main thing is winning a football match and winning a derby. We've done it.
In terms of the league as well, doesn't do you any harm.
Where are we?
Sorry?
Where are we?
A point off top.
What's a point off top? Mm-hmm. See, I tell you, and I'll keep repeating myself, end of January I'll look at it because there's so much to become. That's the first quarter gone. We're ahead of the points target we set the players after a really bad start. All credit to the players. I can't praise them enough because they've showed a great attitude, great work rate, a determination to try and hold on to games as well today, like we've done since the 1 out of 9 points. And we move forward to the second quarter now and look forward to it.
The headlines will probably go to the goal scorers, but I every game I've been here so I've seen you so far this season, Baird's been magnificent.
I thought the front two worked ever so hard today, but Baird, they just got on the end of things. I thought he terrorised the two centre backs with his movement. He terrorised there'd be no giving up on any ball that was into the channel, and ended up getting corner kicks first half by forcing errors. I just thought his overall game was superb today, and the only thing it was missing for it was a goal. But when you've got guys like that up front who'll chase and harry and put defenders under pressure, you'll get up the pitch, and you know they were a huge asset to the team today, as was the two centre backs. You know, so overall we worked really hard as a team, and I think, as I say, deserve the 3 points. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you. See you later.
That's my dragons.
Fucking my dragons.